to be discussed at tonight's Lansing City Council meeting. I want to play back a comment that Carol Wood made and have you comment on it. Here is Carol Wood on 1320 WILS. Well, that's sad that people who were told they were doing a good job are losing their jobs, especially after they were told they'd keep them.
Well, and that is the sad part. I mean, you have employees back in March that had to go through this up and down cycle about whether they were going to have a job for the summer or not. Finally, we're told that they were going to have that job. And now here we are at the end of June, you know, just before July 1st, they're being told that they don't have work anymore. I mean, how do you feed your families? How do you find other work when many of these are work such as doing landscaping and things like that? Many of those companies have already hired their staff for the summer.
So, Chad, is what Carol Wood say, is what she's saying true?
Well, what she said about the team members who are mowing the lawn around the city doing a good job, absolutely they were. But, you know, I'll liken it to this. You know, I'm sure you have a car carting your family around. You know, the upkeep and investment of a car is not just paying the car payment every month, correct?
Correct.
You got to put gas in it. You got to change the brakes every once in a while. You got to do some maintenance on it. And the UAW gave us a great proposal earlier this year. And so we brought on the current UAW team with the understanding that their employee would only be valid through the end of June in an evaluation period. And, in fact, we did discuss this at the budget hearings to the entire council, and they knew that. We have a responsibility to make sure that we manage the city very well, that we use the money cost effectively. And in this evaluation period, the UAW gave us a great proposal, but their proposal was only really for labor, and we wanted to try it out because they're an extremely valuable team member of the city. They're a very valuable resource for the city, and they do, again, excellent work. However, after evaluating it for the first 3.5-4 months here, their costs fell about $275,000 to $300,000 short of the comparison of other third-party vendors being able to do the exact same work. In this economy, the taxpayers, the business people, I think, you know, a $300,000 difference is something that we have to really, really look at hard. And those are the types of hard decisions that if we don't make the right way, we'll end up in bankruptcy, we'll end up in the receivership. And that's one of the things that this administration and Mayor Bonero works very hard at doing. There's very hard decisions to make. And this, unfortunately, is an example of one of those that we had to do for the greater good of the city.
How many workers will lose their jobs, and when is it effective?
This was effective this past Friday, and the number of people that were not rehired were approximately 13 people.
And it will save a total of how much?
About $300,000.
And Lansing City Council, and we've talked to several members over the last week or so, they mentioned nothing about them being told that these layoffs were coming. As a matter of fact, Carol Wood had mentioned that she thought that the mayor's staff had lied, basically, and not told them about these layoffs and that they were coming.
Well, we certainly did tell them. It was during the budget hearings where we told them that June was an evaluation period. We were going to look at their performance and make the decisions on whether or not to bring them back. That's why council made the recommendations for these control accounts that I believe Councilmember Wood mentioned on your show. There was a purpose for that, is to try to influence these types of decisions. And I think that particular influence, with that large amount of dollars associated with it, is, you know, some of the things that really scratches your head. I mean, we had to, unfortunately, tap into the reserves of the city to the tune of, you know, about $600,000. This amount is approximately half of that. So, You know, it's an example of a decision of convenience. You know, I wish that all the decisions that we had to make were easy, as well I think you do in your life. Shoot, if that was the case, life would be easy. But life is hard, and it's full of hard decisions like this, and we're required by the taxpayers, by our citizens, by the people who visit the city to make these hard decisions to make sure that we continue to be the vibrant, growing, building city that we are.
All right, Chad, I understand what you were trying to say about my car, but that's a machine. We're talking about people's lives and their families, especially after, from what Carol Woods said, that a commitment had been made to these people and to their families. And now in the cause to cut costs and save money, those people have just been pushed to the wayside. How would you respond to that?
Well, the commitment that we made to them in writing and during their briefing when they were hired was the fact that they were guaranteed employment through the end of June. So this is no surprise, as I think many people are trying to make this out to be. It was absolutely crystal clear what we were doing. The union leadership was well aware of this. We even brought them in, the union, and tried to negotiate perhaps a different wage rate, different ways that we could handle their contract, and the efforts to try and keep them. We said that, you know, it's not necessary that we absolutely meet the third-party vendor's cost, but we got to come close. Yes, we would like to keep them, and yes, we'd like to hire these workers that did an excellent job. But, you know, in picking out your car, if you looked at pretty much the exactly the same car, would you be willing to pay an extra $300,000 for it?
Will there be any other layoffs this summer?
Not at this time, no.
And when we talk about the information that you say was provided to the city council, what we keep hearing from them is there is a disconnect when it comes to information, that they don't get the information at all, that they don't get it in a timely manner, and that they aren't able to get the details of the information that they're looking for. When I talked to the mayor, he said, hey, Tony, we give this information to them. It's up to them to dissect it and digest it. And I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what's the truth here?
Well, I think there's a little bit of both in the sense of the economy and all the numbers that are coming in from state shared revenue. You know, that information came in within the last couple of months, even after the budget, the FY13 budget was submitted. So, in part, you know, we're reacting to the information that we're being given at the last minute, and I think that's frustrating on all fronts. But certainly, we do give the council information. We do give them the opportunity to review it. They have access to the accounts that the city goes through, just like we do. So it is frustrating, I think, on both sides that there does appear to be some disconnect and some friction there. And we are responsible for administering the city operations as best as we possibly can, making the most sound decisions with the information that we have at that very second. And certainly in a perfect world, we wish that we could look in our crystal ball and get all the revenues that we think that we would get in FY12 back in January. But that is a prediction, and sometimes our predictions are spot on, and sometimes they're off. But when we react to them, we react very swiftly. We have an excellent team here with the city working extremely hard through the weekends, through their nights, sacrificing the times of their family just to try to keep the city running. And I guarantee you there's not a huge line of people that are lined up to offer the thanks, but there are a tremendous number of people who are making huge sacrifices to try and make the best decisions that they can. I think they are making great decisions by the example and the way that the city is operating right now. We're hanging in there. We're doing great. We're growing. Just the announcements last week of Davenport and that exciting thing that the mayor orchestrated was just an example of the things that the mayor and the administrative staff, the department heads, and all the team players of the city are doing to keep the city operating.
Final question for you. Jody Washington, a Lansing City Council member, last week on the show said that they only have one staff worker to help them gather, break down the information that is provided to them by the administration. She said they need more help. Do you agree with that, and is it possible to get them more staff?
Well, council certainly is in charge of appropriating and approving the budget. So they have control of that. If they're able to have the votes to sway those particular line items for the budget, then that's their decision. But in our part, you know, the city has decreased its overall staff by a total of a third citywide. So we're all, you know, working harder, faster, and smarter. You know, I'm personally wearing two hats, the director of public service and the chief of staff. So we're all trying to keep the city running as best we can with a lot less staff. I think we're doing a great job. But we all got to, as my dad would say, hunker down and work harder. And I think everyone has to do that in order to keep the city of Lansing moving forward in the great direction that it currently is.
Chad Gamble is the chief operating officer for the city of Lansing. Tough topics. We appreciate you giving us the administrative perspective from the city of Lansing. Thanks so much, Chad.
Tony, take care, and you and your family have a great 4th of July.